talk a little bit about the trade environment right now with tariffs announced from Trump and then retaliation tariffs from China and then more tariffs announced yesterday.
Looks like the beginnings of a possible trade war. Certainly hope not, but that's the way they always start. And the way this works in reality is one country puts a tariff on something that they think hurts the other country, and the other country does exactly the same back, but not necessarily hurts economically. China retaliated with tariffs on soybean, sorghum, corn, and meat, aimed at targeting the rural U.S., which is a strong base for Trump, and Canada and the European Union did the same thing. So they try to get at the offender, in a sense, with their retaliation. It's not to do the most economic damage, it's to do the most damage politically to the person who's imposing the tariffs on them. And so that's how we got into sorghum tariffs, or soybean tariffs and sorghum tariffs.
Has the impact changed any market-wise?
No. In fact, these are now scheduled to be implemented, the Chinese tariffs on soybeans and sorghum and the other ag commodities. I think it's July 6th is the magic day. What I should stress is the impacts that we've estimated are what we call medium-term impacts. They assume that these tariffs stay into effect for several years, because what we our analysis is, okay, the U.S. is going to lose some Chinese market, Brazil's going to come in and take that away from us, and then Brazil's going to grow more soybeans. And so all that takes time. And so that's why we call these medium-run impacts. Brazil's not going to plant up several million acres of ground for soybeans unless they think this is going to be sort of the status quo for a while. But if it is, that's where we get this huge reduction in Chinese imports from the U.S., a large increase in Chinese imports from Brazil. Ends up being a lose-lose for China and the U.S., and a win for Brazil.
Do you think that we'll see any short-term impact?
Well, no. Right now, the most of the soybean imports into China are from Brazil because it's their season. Our season normally picks up about November, so if this is all solved by November, it'll just sort of go away. But if it's still in effect by the time that we would normally take the market and Brazil would leave the market, then it'll have impacts. And Brazil won't have the capacity in the first year to completely replace everything that the U.S. would lose. But these markets work. And if the price of soybeans is 25% higher at the Chinese border than it is at other borders, where are the Brazilians going to go with everything they have? To China. And now that doesn't mean that we lose completely. Our estimate is that after a few years, the U.S. loses 69% of its soybean market in China, but we only lose, not only, we lose 29% of our world soybean market. In other words, there's this thing called trade diversion. Brazil takes market from China, we take market that Brazil had somewhere else. And that happens to over half of what we lose in China. But it's still a big hit. Losing 29, the U.S. is a large, large exporter of soybeans. So if we lose 29% of that world market, that's a big hit.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Well, just one other thing. In economics, we have this term, economic welfare, which really means economic well-being. And our estimate, and we did the estimate for the U.S., for China, and Brazil. Our estimate is that the U.S. and China each lose $2.6 billion a year because of these tariffs. Brazil gains $2.2 billion a year. So that's why I say lose-lose for the U.S. and China, win for Brazil.